How's the arm?
Well, the arm
rested up.
Arm's fresh. Uh-huh. It's nice.
Did you have to ice it afterwards?
No, it was one throw. Yeah. So we're on to the next week, and yeah, that was a fun play and everything, but you know, we're thinking about the Indianapolis Colts and their team, and it's gonna be a good game.
What do you see from their secondary? It looks like they like to play it tight up the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they do that. They like to play pressed when they do man coverage, and you know, they also have a bunch of other stuff they like to do. You know, that when it's a gotta have it situation, it seems like it's always man. But of course, against us, that's changed. If you go back and look at all that stuff, but you know, you gotta be ready for everything against them. It's a new game, a different situation. It's the higher stakes. So you know, we'll see what they have to do, and we'll be ready to adjust.
I mean, what's it like to play for Bill? In some ways, is it easy because you know what to expect day in and day out?
In my professional career, that's all I really know. You know, I think it's an honor to play for Coach Belichick. You know, you never not go into a week not thinking you're prepared. You know, even if it's one play that the defensive coordinator had when he was a GA at La Tech, you know, you're going to see that play and you're going to be ready for it. But you know, it's definitely a different mentality around here. We definitely do the whole grind thing to the max here, in comparison to anywhere I've ever been. But it's like I said, it's an honor to play for Coach Belichick. And you know, he's our leader, and reason why I've been here and we won a lot of games is because he's our leader, and he's showed us the way and showed us what we had to do.
Is his demeanor changed this time of year, or does he remain the same guy from start to finish?
I think he's kind of the same. I mean, he brings in the same approach every day. You know what you're gonna get with, you know, his, you know, what he presents that day, his keys and all this stuff, and he tries to keep it even keel, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, each and every week, you know, we ignore everything out of our little office and just worry about what we have to do, and usually prepares us for the games.
Does he create anxiety in you? Like if you see him coming down the hallway, are you thinking, on my toes, could ask me something? Like, does that?
Early in my career, it did. You know, when I see him in the hallway now, I still just kind of walk. I don't have anxiety, but, you know, you do. You know, you're always being tested with him. You could be walking down the hallway, and, you know, he'll say, who's the punter? What's his strengths, this, that, you know, and it does keep you on your toes, but, you know, I've been around here for a little bit now, and I study all those things, and you kind of have answers for him, or at least try to have answers for him, and, you know, just work.
Did you ever not have an answer early in your career? Did you have a gotcha moment?
There's plenty of times I didn't have an answer where he got me. But that was all in the past. I'm still looking for the answers, and he'll still have crazy questions for you, but, you know, just got to be prepared somehow.
Julian, you had obviously a lot of success in high school, junior college, but never were highly recruited. Is that something that drives you, or were you always that driven, you know, from the time you were a kid to succeed, or does that add to it?
I feel like I'm pretty self-motivated. I've never really been the top of the class anywhere I've went, per se, and I don't think you keep that in your mind. You maybe earlier, you know, in my career, you did, but around here, you just you're trying to get all those questions right for Coach Belichick. So you got to keep your mind in other areas. So that's really what you do. You just try to focus on our opponent. And this week it's the Indianapolis Colts, and it's going to be the toughest game of the year.
How much of the grind that you talk about that a lot of football players go through, especially here, is offset with the excitement of what's ahead if you guys do your job and execute?
Well, the funnest thing to do is a win. So, you know, it's – no one likes going out and sprinting, you know, 20 sprints. But you do it because it's going to help you. So, you know, whatever – you know, the coaches prepare for us in the week, the material, whatever they have for us. You know, it's not the funnest thing to do, but you know it's going to put you in the right position to succeed. So you do it. And I'm not saying you always do it with a smile on your face, but, you know, it's that they've done – I mean, Coach Belichick and the coaching staff – they've won Super Bowls and they've done all that stuff. So you know that whatever he does is you know, one of the formulas that's going to help you get to the next game. And, you know, right now we're thinking about those Indianapolis Colts.
I think I read a story once about you in college. We're playing against Kentucky, I think, and as you're coming off the field, I guess you had a great game. And the Kentucky fans were cheering you. I think your coach mentioned it. What do you remember about that? Or did it happen?
That
your coach mentioned in the story I read.
I don't really remember that.
You remember anything?
I remember we lost. So, you know, we were winning at half and ended up losing the game. So that's all I really remember. Yeah.
Regarding those impromptu quizzes Bill gives you, when Nate was here, he said one of the things in his mind it does is it builds accountability, not only to Bill, but to each other in the locker room. Do you agree with that? Does it kind of feed into the
definitely
trust each other?
Definitely. You know, when you're usually asked a question or something, it's around the team. And, you know, you don't want to be the guy, you don't want to be that guy that doesn't know the answer or says the wrong answer. And then, you go to play the game with these guys and they're looking to the left and right and you're in that huddle. You want them thinking and knowing that you're as prepared as best as possible. Having that accountability, being dependable, you know, being consistent, all those things, it's his way of doing things. It's weird, but it works. And it's always, it's always good to see when, you know, your other teammates, they answer a question right and they go over and they answer it to a whole other level. You know, it's kind of like a joke now where, you know, you try to go above and beyond to try to get coach.
Are you at the point where you know what's expected in terms of studying and preparation? He doesn't have to tell you that be ready for, you know, X, Y, and Z. You already know in your own mental preparation for the week coming.
Nah, not always. I'd be lying if I said that. And it'd be taken away from the coaches. What they do, you kind of have your position coaches and your coordinators and those guys. They kind of feed you the information, and then you know you could possibly be quizzed on it. So I still have long and a lot of stuff to learn. I don't think I'll ever be at that level of the coach, especially our coach.
What's different about the Colts now than when you played them back in Week 11? If you've watched on tape this week, what are you seeing from that?
Well, you know, they, going into that game, I believe their time of possession was the best in the National Football League, meaning their defense is getting offenses off the field and their offense staying on the field. And they kind of tailed off, but they've definitely gotten back to that formula, you know, winning these games. You know, they've got a couple players that have stepped in. You know, it's always a little different when they play us. A lot of the teams, you know, you'll see tendencies and this, that. But they usually change. And you know, we're going to have to be able to adapt and be able to adjust on the fly and see what they're doing. I mean, you could be prepared for what they've done, but you don't know if it's going to be that. So, you know, it's a whole new game, and they're coming off two wins. This will be the best team we've played all year, two playoff wins. So, I mean, you could take that and, you know, run with that.
When you run from the tunnel pregame, you're the first guy in a dead sprint to the other end of the field. How did that start?
I don't know. Just getting fired up. You know, it's always fun to play in front of your own crowd. And, you know, you hear them going crazy, gets you a little fired up and get the blood moving and get ready for the game. So I just started doing that.
Gotta be careful sometimes with the color guard or people coming up.
I know. I've almost run into, like, I've ran through the fireworks like three times. I've hit almost a soldier a couple times. I had to apologize about that. So it's definitely something I got to work on.
The shooting of the rifles.
We've had some pyrotechnic tech stuff, whatever, and I ran through those ones. It was pretty scary.
Are there ever any times where, I know you're busy now, but where you've taken stock in a quiet or off season and say, "Wow, look how far I've come," you personally, from, you know, small college, junior college, to here, one of the best receivers in the league? Have you ever sat down and thought, pretty good?
When the season's over, you kind of sit back and you go over the year and, you know, you watch the old highlight films and all that stuff and you think about that, but then you think, well, I want to keep on doing this, so might as well go out and work. And you start training and you start working, you start running, you start catching. And, you know, there's something my dad always used to say. He said, I was training for the combine, and he'd always go, I'd come in and I'd be done training, and he'd be like, did you outwork those guys? I was like, Dad, I was running by myself. He goes, I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the three kids that are still in high school that are going to be trying to take your job in 3, 4 years, 5 years. And so, you know, I always try to think about that kind of stuff. All right, guys.